Hello and welcome to another episode of Thriller Podcast. Today we are talking Wu-Tang Clan. What? That's right. Coinbase making an announcement. It is not what you think it is. And then in our main topic, we're discussing the top five ERC-20 tokens in 2018. That's right. Thriller Podcast starting now.
Welcome to Thriller with Car Gonzalez, broadcasting from Austin, Texas, via SoundCloud and supported by listeners like you. It's time for the news. 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 Thriller with Car Gonzalez.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another exciting episode of Thriller Podcast. Can't wait to jump into the news, because guess what happened today? So everybody knew that we were hoping for some big news from Ripple. Well, guess what happens? We don't get that big news from Ripple. Coinbase stole the show, surprisingly, and they announced something brand new on Coinbase, but it wasn't what we wanted, and it's not a new coin. So that sucks. What they announced is an index fund. Yes, that's right, an index fund. So they said here on their Medium, "We're excited to announce Coinbase Index Fund. Coinbase Index Fund will give investors exposure to all digital assets listed on Coinbase Exchange GDAX, weighted by market capitalization. If a new asset is listed on the exchange, it will be automatically added to the fund. Index funds have changed the way that many people think about investing by providing diversified exposure to a broad range of assets. Index funds enable investors to track the performance of an entire asset class rather than having to select individual assets. We're excited to give our customers the ability to invest in a potential of blockchain-based digital assets as a whole." And they go on to explain, you know, that it is a measure of financial performance of all assets listed on GDAX, weighted by their market capitalization. And then you can check out their historical levels on the index level on their website. This is not what we wanted. It makes sense why they're doing it, honestly. They're honestly doing it just because there's people that are old. Sorry to anybody that's over, 45, 60, 50 years old. I'm not picking on you. I swear, I promise. My mom's that age and I love her to death. So it's just older people don't know how to use cryptocurrency, but they know about Coinbase or they heard about it on CNN and they want to invest. They want to, diversify their portfolio. So this makes sense. This is probably what they want. You got to look at it the way they spread out their portfolio, like 100%. They have some in savings, they have some in stocks and bonds and other in liquid assets, and they have real estate and all this stuff. And now they want a little bit of cryptocurrency, a nice little fund for them. And Coinbase is creating that for them. It's going to make them a lot of money in the short term, I'm sure. But to me, somebody that's, a daily crypto trader, or, I'm not a daily crypto trader, but to you guys that are daily crypto traders, I don't trade Bitcoin. I do buy Bitcoin every day almost. So what I'm saying is to you guys out there who are trading and buying Bitcoin every day, you're not going to want this. They're basically going to get the top five coins and they're going to put them in together in a little fund and you're going to earn money on that fund. It's boring as hell. Anybody who is already in crypto already does that themselves by diversifying their block folio. So yeah, not really great news per se. And it's, which kind of sucked too, was Brad Garlinghouse was supposed to do some sort of announcement or make some sort of, something, to drive the price of Ripple back up, but they had it cut away from him and they reported on the regular news that was going on in the world. So that was a waste of time as well. So yeah, it sucked. We didn't see the Ripple edition on Coinbase. But I'm still holding out hope. Like I said, Coinbase has to add some assets here pretty soon. I still think they're going to add something here by the end of March. I could be wrong, but I don't see them. I don't see why they wouldn't. I don't think this fund is what people were talking about, So I think they are, But then again, I am probably at this point biased. So, but no, I really think they're going to be adding something here in March. They have to, with Robinhood coming around the corner, Square eating their lunch now. It has to be added. Either if they don't add some new cryptos on there, what's going to happen is it's going to turn into a really boring. I would say, it's never been boring, but I would say there was a time where Coinbase was actually like a young, hip company. And now it's kind of just been overrun by, everybody from Wall Street at this point. Brian Armstrong is not even making televised events anymore. He's a CEO. So he has the president or the COO out there, talking for them now. He does a better job of selling to people that are on Wall Street. So yeah, it makes sense why they have him out there talking, to CNBC, just because he does a better job at that. Brian Armstrong wasn't really his, his strong suit, but anyway, yeah, I'm still bullish. They have to put something on there here pretty soon. Ripple's really what everybody wants, so I don't see why you wouldn't give people what they want. But then again, they never gave us customer service. So we'll see. We will see. With that, let's go into our next piece of news. So apparently, this guy says, a Harvard economist actually told CNBC Tuesday, that he says Bitcoin is more likely to be worth $100 than $100,000 by 2028. Speaking to reporters during an edition of Network Squawk Box segment, professor and economist Kenneth Rogoff implied Bitcoin only had value because of its use in the money laundering and tax evasion. I would see $100 as being a lot more likely than $100,000 10 years from now, he said. Continuing, basically, if you take away the possibility of money laundering and tax evasion, Bitcoin's actual uses as a transaction vehicle are very small. Rogoff joins a diminishing number of traditional finance, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. We all know, these older guys who don't understand the blockchain, don't understand what crypto is really all about. They always shit on it. They were shitting on it at $100, they're shitting on it at $500, they're shitting at $1,000. They're still shitting on it. They always will be shitting on it. They were shitting it at $5,000. When it was $5,000, it's never going to get back past $10,000. It's never going to get to 10. It can get to 5,000, but that's the highest it's going to go. And then when we got close to $20,000, and then it crashed down to $6,000, all you heard was, oh, I told you it was going to crash, and then we're like, no, this is what it does every year. So then it gets back up to $11,000 again, and they're like, yeah, but it's going to crash. And then just this week, it started crashing again. So now everybody's jumping back on, the bandwagon. This is just normal. This is normal for crypto, in the early half of the year. Once it gets to June, July, August, it's all fucking runway from there. It's just going to spike the fuck up. When we were doing this podcast last year, Bitcoin was worth $2,500. And I was still bullish on it hitting $10,000 last year. I didn't care what people were saying. Like it never bothered me. I was like, these people are idiots. They don't know what they're talking about. And sure enough, it got past $10,000, and everybody was surprised. And like I've been saying it again, and I'll say it again. It's gonna get past $50,000 this year. If it doesn't, I'll be surprised, but it's gonna get past $50,000. 45, 40 at the lowest, I think. But we're gonna get up here pretty quickly. Just wait and see. This Bitcoin is just not going anywhere. I'm sorry. It's at this point, I'm starting to believe more now that it is becoming the gold asset that we want in this day and age. And if that becomes true, gold fluctuates, but it is the asset that everybody wants. Not anymore, but I'd rather have Bitcoin than fucking gold at this point. But that's just me. Anyways, I thought that was pretty interesting. So it looks like Wyoming is thinking about adding a utility token bill, and it's almost going to get the governor's going to approve for it. So Wyoming state legislator has cleared a bill that would exempt certain types of crypto assets from security laws. And it shows that a bill passed by a vote of 27-3. With no senators abstaining the final vote on the bill. It was originally expected to take place last week, but it was postponed last minute amid further deliberations. Still, the measure now heads to Governor Matt Mead for the final approval. So, as previously reported, according to CoinDesk, lawmakers in the state want to put in place carve-outs for certain parties, namely developers involved in the creation of so-called utility tokens. Unlike tokens that are clear investment vehicles, the exemption would apply to those that has not been marketed by the developer or seller as an investment and is exchangeable for goods and services. So, guys, let me break this down for you. So this is more akin to what Starbucks wants to do. They want to create their own token. They want you to be able to purchase things with that token, kind of like a gift card. The next piece of news kind of goes on that, but it's not really for investment. I mean, you could still technically use it for investment, just like gift cards are, but they're more just an exemption for the laws to go around. I'm sorry if I butchered that, but honestly, it's so stupid. Like, just let fucking ICOs alone. Just like leave them alone. I mean, people aren't really getting scammed by them. It's bringing in more millionaires and, you know, than losers out there. Honestly, it's just all this FUD that's getting spread around. And I'm at this point, I know, guys, I'm biased to it all, but it's just, I don't know, man. There's going to be ICOs with or without these lawmakers passing bills, whether they like it or not. Yeah, I guess people are going to have to hide it, you know, but it's still going to be done. So they're really not stopping anything. I think people won't start getting scared until they start putting people behind bars. But all you're doing at that point is stifling innovation, which is stupid in general. But yeah, the bill is going to be the first of its kind that would legally define how certain types of cryptographic tokens are treated. Thus far, the measure seems set for a complete passage, as evidenced by a unanimous passage in the Wyoming House of Representatives in February. So we'll see if this passes. I think this is end up going to the Supreme Court, because even if this does happen and there's some other dude out there, a developer, and he tries to create a utility token and then he gets hit by the SEC, you're going to have a whole Supreme Court ruling on whether this is considered a utility token. And it's just, this is going to take some time. As soon as the government's got involved this year with ICOs, we knew that this was going to happen. And that's why I said when, you know, we did that episode, I don't know, maybe a month ago, where, you know, the people on Wall Street, you know, went in and talked to the Senate and the House, and they basically told them that they were going to bring them the head of the ICO, and that's what they did. They basically gave them the ICO and they said, leave all the other cryptocurrencies alone and let us trade on them. And that's what's going down. It really is. Kind of sucks. So in better news, though, Wu-Tang Clan, oh, dirty bastard, that is, the late hip-hop artist, you know, who passed away in 2004, his son is actually launching his own cryptocurrency. His name's Young Dirty. And it's pretty interesting. Hear me out, though, real quick. Hear me out. So he wants to make something called Dirty Coin, ODB, which is pretty cool, you know, in reference to his dad. So it will exist as a token on the DAO blockchain network, and is set to be traded on the Alt Market Exchange later this year when the coin goes live. It's a notable launch given last year's spat of celebrity endorsed ICOs and the subsequent warning from U.S. Securities Exchange Commission that such endorsements may break into anti-touting laws. There goes these laws again, guys. I mean, this is why they're going to stifle innovation. In this case, Dirty Coin, the project is aimed at both serving as a funding base for an upcoming Young Dirty album, as well as a means for fans to access shows and buy merchandise. The coin will be able to be used to purchase merchandise tied to the late rapper as well. If fans basically bought a Dirty Coin before the concert, they have a better chance of getting in, probably for the price of nothing. So it's a big opportunity for our fans, he said in an interview. Speaking to CoinDesk, Young Dirty suggested that the project may spur other performance artists to take a closer look at cryptocurrency, which he called the biggest thing known to man. When other artists get involved, I think there's going to be a chain reaction, he commented. Though an exact date hasn't been set for the launch, Dirty Coin will be sold in what is its backers call an initial artist offering, an IAO, expected to be held this summer. Music thrives creativity and financially when it's in the hands of the artists by themselves. By removing the price tag of experimentation, we're able to deliver for both the artists and their fans, said Bryce Warner, CEO of Art Market. As for what his father would have thought about the growth in cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin would first emerge some 4 years after his death, so his dad would have never been able to know about it. But I think this is really interesting, you know, not just because, you know, it's for his dad, of course, but, you know, it's an homage to his dad. But I think what's really interesting is that he's absolutely right. You know, when other artists start doing this, like the Beyoncés or the Jay-Z's or, you know, the other, like, you know, Kanye, you know, whoever, you know, your favorite artist is, Taylor Swift, I don't know. I don't know, guys. I listen to a lot of punk rock. Anyways, so I think what's going to happen is I think this is a good tell that once they start doing that, is the SEC going to come after every single one of them? Like, is that what's going to happen? I don't know if they can. I mean, this seems like it kind of reminds me of a smarter way to do a Kickstarter, but without Kickstarter. And this is where the whole sense of decentralization comes in, guys. This is where we start seeing things like this occur. This is why this is going to bring about change, because you have these decentralized exchanges and these decentralized coins coming together. And he's going to create his own decentralized blockchain, and he's going to be able to create his own decentralized token, right? So he's not going to need some kind of place to do that on. He could just do it from his own website, create his own Kickstarter with the token, and then boom, he has money. He can trade that out for Bitcoin and, you know, get that money back, and he can use that money to, you know, put into his album and whatever he wants to do, pay for the tour and all that stuff. And then while he's doing all that, the coin is still rising because he's making all these announcements. And it's basically what companies like Ripple are doing. They already have the coin out there. People are buying XRP, even though it's a company. It's not actually, they're not the token. You know what I mean? But, you know, that's basically what they're doing, except that he's an artist and he's doing the same thing. He's just creating his own token. And then he's going out there and he's like executing on his concerts, executing on his albums, executing on his singles, all the while his token is accumulating in price. Does that make sense? So it's kind of like creating a person around their own crypto. It's genius. It really is. I can't believe it never, I never dawned on me that this would actually happen. Like I thought this was eventually where it was going to go, but it took somebody like him, like you said, very creative, just like his dad, to like see where this could be used, you know, in real world situations. And this is smart. I hope and pray somebody doesn't come after him, like the FBI or the SEC or anybody, US Security Exchange. It doesn't matter. Like, I just hope they just leave him alone and let him do his thing, because this could lead a lot of different people down this path. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are looking to start their own, I don't know, YouTube channel or something, or maybe they already have like a YouTube channel or anything like that. And they would love to create their own token and see who invests in it. And then from there, try to scale it up. Like, that's awesome. I'm just saying, like, this is a great idea from, you know, Young Dirty. That's his name. So yeah, I think that's awesome. We'll see where that goes. We'll definitely pay attention to it. I hope they don't do anything to him, because that's just retarded to go after something like that. Like, that's just dumb. Like, leave him alone. Let him create his own token. He's letting them use it for merchandise and stuff like that. But if he can exchange that for Bitcoin and get that at a premium, to where he actually gets money back from the coin that he, you know, he's probably gonna have to pre-mine, I would imagine. But yeah, I mean, it just makes sense. I don't know. To me, it does. But I can see why some people will be like, well, they're just making their own ICOs and they're printing money out of nothing. Technically, they're not. It's raising the entire market cap when somebody does an ICO or when somebody creates their own token. So I don't know. I don't see it that way. But then again, I am highly biased at this point. And one last piece of news real quick. Twitter is pledging that they're going to start, you know, banning everybody, you know, who tries to participate in crypto scams on Twitter. And they basically they banned a lot of people, which sucks because Billy just told us on the Telegram last night that he got banned from Twitter, which is stupid because he didn't even actually say anything about getting scammed. All he was doing was participating in a conversation about a scam. And then therefore he got banned, which is really dumb on Twitter. Like, they really need to rethink that. Like, it makes no sense why you're going to ban somebody that's just participating in the conversation of said ban. Do you know what I mean? Like, Twitter, like, quit using bots to do your work. Like, go out and find out what exactly who you're banning. Ban the people that are asking for the coin, like the ones who are, you know, creating the accounts and asking for the coin. Ban those people. Don't ban people that are participating in the conversation of it. That makes no sense. Twitter, please fix your shit. Come on. You guys are like a 20-year-old company, 10-year-old company at this point, and you're still making boneheaded mistakes. And it sucks too, because I see Billy on Twitter all the time. Like, he's always like at replying me, or he's tagging me on stuff, and I pay attention to it. So I'm like, okay, cool, let me check out what he's talking about. You know, and it kind of sucks now that I lost a person that I'm following on Twitter. So come on, be better than that, Twitter. Jesus. Anyways, with that, let's get into our interesting video of the day. That's right.
Interesting video of the day.
So today's interesting video of the day is actually from a news website, or actually more like a news show called Kaiser Report. I've been watching them off and on. They show up on my feed every once in a while. And this guy, Max, he is pretty right on most of the time. It's pretty interesting that it looks like they only shoot weekly. I don't see any bi-weekly shows. But they're talking about how what we were talking about last week, Bank of America is scared, JP Morgan's scared, Jamie Dimon, they're all basically going back on their word now, saying they love crypto in so many words, or trying their way to do that. He explains it very well. Pretty much what I was trying to explain last week, but in a way more calmer demeanor. You guys know the way I am. I get super hyped up from this stuff. It just grinds my gears. It really grinds my gears. But anyways, let me play that video for you right now.
Well, here's a headline from the past week, and that is JP Morgan Bitcoin a fraud. The big bank is now taking cryptocurrency very seriously, acknowledging the blockchain-based technology as a veritable threat to its future.
Yeah, he must really hate to have to say this. Yeah, the way it works is that if a company like a JP Morgan, or there's another bank that made a similar comment out there, big bank, when they find a material risk to their business, to their balance sheet, they must under law disclose this to shareholders. And so Jamie Dimon, no matter how much he tried to talk down Bitcoin, no matter how much he tried to get his buddies in Washington to outlaw Bitcoin. And I mean, the fact is he's lost. He has lost the battle of Bitcoin. He's got it now come crawling back to the market and say, you know what? The whole banking industry has been fundamentally changed. We need to adapt over here at JP Morgan or be left. As I said, many years now, if they didn't adapt, they would be relegated to a third tier bank. Jamie Dimon doesn't want to give away that free spigot of money he gets every day from nickel and diming people to death. So, of course, he's going to adapt.
You know, speaking of adapting, Jim Rickards, who has been on the show many times, and he's very anti-Bitcoin, and he has always said Bitcoin is horrible as well. But he has also tweeted, I saw that when he was over in China, that WeChat and Alipay sort of apps are the way to the future, that these will be the future of fintech, not Bitcoin. But I think the way the U.S. works is we control our banks, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs. They control the global financial system because we are the empire. So there were no real legacy systems in Asia or India or Latin America to stand in the way of innovation. So was was it ever possible that a WeChat or an Alipay could enter the likes of those, the equivalent, i.e. the equivalent would be eBay or Facebook or Amazon coming up with their own app as a payment system as advanced as what WeChat and Alipay have in China. Well, JP Morgan would never allow that. Wells Fargo would never allow that. These banks would never allow that to happen in the U.S., which is why most Americans don't realize it, but their financial technology here is so antiquated, whereas Bitcoin has clearly forced them to have to compete now.
The financial technology in Kenya is leaps ahead of America.
Yeah.
But it's funny that Jamie Dimon has had to capitulate. And someone like a Jim Rickards, who is a friend of ours, he's very anti-Bitcoin, but he's kind of like trying to figure out how to not be anti-Bitcoin and be pro-Bitcoin at the same time. So he's kind of talking about alternative currencies. He's talking about, in Asia, they have different ways to do financial technology, everything but the final capitulation, which will come. He will join the Bitcoin crowd, I predict. And so will Peter Schiff obviously have to completely break down and capitulate and jump on the Bitcoin bandwagon or be relegated out of business.
Haven't I been saying it, Miguel? Haven't I been saying it? You guys hear me say this every freaking day. I say this every freaking day of my life. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be wrong. They're going to be on the wrong side of history on this. There's going to be a lot of people on the wrong side of history when all is said and done. I truly 100% believe that, and that's fine. I can be the lone wolf in this if I'm right, if I'm wrong. Like, life still goes on for me if I'm wrong. But if people like them who actually run billions, trillions actually, of the world's currency, if they're wrong, everybody loses. If I'm wrong, just I lose. And it's just, oh my God, it really grinds my gears. It really grinds my gears, because it's, I don't know how those people, well, I do know how they come into power, but it's just like one of those people, things that's just like, just drives me nuts. It really drives me nuts because we have people like that who are leading this world. And it's just no wonder we're in the pyramid scheme that we're in. It's just like no wonder. And that's why I say Bitcoin's going to save the world. It truly is, guys. And that's why I say to buy Bitcoin every day, even if it's just like $5, $3, $2, whatever. Make sure you're buying Bitcoin because once these big banks, like the JP Morgans and Bank of America, once these big banks and the likes of them get involved, like heavy-handed into Bitcoin, it's going to make Bitcoin soar to the fucking to the moon. I'm really serious. And it's going to rise the price of Bitcoin very fast. I mean, really fast. And people are going to be like, what is going on? And they're going to be buying in like they were in the craze last year when people were buying in at 12, 13, 14,000. And now when people buy in at past $10,000, they don't even think about it. Like, I don't even think about it. But at the time, people were like, you're going to buy at 9? You're going to buy at 10? You're going to buy at 11? And people were like, yes, because it's going to go to 20. It's going to go to 25. People were just buying it. And that's why it shot up to 20. It came crashing back down because a lot of people sold on their profits. But that's why I'm saying don't sell your Bitcoin. Hold on to that because it really is going to rise in value. And I know there's a lot of people out there saying, oh, Bitcoin's a dinosaur. There's no new technology. And at the end of the day, everything goes through Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the monster in the room. And a lot of other coins try to negate that fact because they want their crypto to succeed. But in all honesty, the way it is right now, currently in the crypto world, if Bitcoin is struggling, everything else is going to struggle. It's just the way it is. Until that changes, I will let you know. I will let you know. But until then, guys, make sure you're buying Bitcoin. I know there's bigger gains to be made for, like Stellar, ADA in the long run or EOS or whatever. But in the short term, in the very short term and long term too, you want to be holding Bitcoin. I made the biggest mistake. I say this story all the time when we talk about this. I made the biggest mistake of using my Bitcoin, selling it. And, I made the biggest mistake in doing that. I should have just held on to it. It would have been the smartest move ever. I didn't. But you know what? I learned from that mistake. And now I'm not going to make that mistake again, even if we're at $10,000. Do you know what I mean? So trust me when I say this. Buy Bitcoin, even if it's at $5, $10, $20, whatever you can spare. Because at the time, I could have bought it really low, like $600, $400 at the time, and I didn't. I spent it. It was so dumb. Anyways, that's it for that. I'm gonna get off my soapbox now, I promise. Because I'm preaching to the choir. You guys are already smart. I see a lot of people that have joined our Telegram this week, and yeah, you guys are coming into Telegram and just understanding everything about crypto. So it leaves me wondering, like, why do you guys need me? You really don't. You really don't. And I'm starting to realize that more and more, I just need to provide the news, need to provide informative information to get it out to you guys, because I know a lot of you are really busy with what you have going on in with life. And my job is just to be a person who grabs the news, grabs all the stuff that's out there, moves it over to this side, move it over to this side, say, hey guys, I sifted through all this stuff. This is the stuff I think that's most important. And then I present it to you guys. That's all my job is to do. You know, a lot of the stuff that I talk about, like speculation and stuff like that, you guys really need to be making your own decisions on that. I can give you what I think about it and what I feel will be the right way to approach it, but sometimes I'm wrong. I like to think I'm not wrong, but you know, there has been some times where I'm wrong. So I just want to leave that caveat there that my main job for Thriller Podcast is to get the information, get out the technology aspect of it, let you know what's going on in the world of crypto to keep you in the loop in a 1 hour block. You know what I mean? On a daily basis. That's my goal long term, is to get you guys to where you can depend on me to get you that information, that news, you know, maybe a couple of chuckles, you know, through the podcast, and just lighthearted conversation about crypto for the most part. And I'm really trying to work on keeping my cursing low too. But what I'm ultimately getting at is, you know, I want you guys to stick around long term, because I really feel like at this point, you guys are really bright. You guys are really bright when it comes to cryptocurrency, trading, all that stuff. Check out our Telegram. There's really insightful people making really insightful predictions that are way better at stuff than me. Like Matthew is amazing on the charts. He's amazing. When we first started this Telegram, he used to always say, I don't know. But as of lately, he's been fucking right on every single time. And thank you so much, Matthew, by the way, for doing that. You know, because he's in there and he's just killing it, man. And he's predicting shit that I didn't even think, like, because I'm bullish on Bitcoin, so I'm always going to say buy Bitcoin. But Matthew's looking at the charts and he's like, okay, well, maybe wait till it gets to this part, now buy it. And I've been taking his advice the past, I don't know, 3-4 weeks, a month, almost 2 months now. And yeah, he's been right. Every time he said to buy Bitcoin, that's usually the right time to buy Bitcoin. So, and he's doing that for a lot of other coins too as well. So you guys need to join the Telegram. Matthew, thank you again, dude. Whenever you release your Google, because I know you're working on your Google stuff, let me know. We're going to talk about it here on the podcast, because I think that's informative too as well. I think that could help a lot of people, what you're building out, because he's a smart dude. So, and there's a lot of other smart dudes too, not just Matthew. Like, there's other people, you know, that are really smart when it comes to cryptocurrency. They have a lot of different angles. That's what's great about it. That's what's great about our Telegram. And there's no beef. No one like fights with each other or anything. Everybody just like gives their opinion on something, and it's just very respectful. Like we're all just very respectful. It's all about the technology. We're all trying to make money, you know, and everybody's providing that value to each other. And that's great. And sometimes, you know, I'll see something and I'm like, I don't see it that way, but it's good that I listen to it, because if it does turn out to be right what they said, then I can be like, oh, you know what? He was right on that. I was wrong. I should definitely take into consideration more of what they say. And because that's just what you should do. That's what a normal human should do, is just take advice from anywhere. It doesn't matter if you're right or wrong personally. That's just your ego getting in the way, right? So just don't worry about being right or wrong long term. I mean, you want to be right, but don't worry about it, because take the best answer from wherever it comes from. It doesn't need to come from you all the time. 20, 35, 40, 50, 60 brains are better than one. That's just the honest truth. We're going to do better together. I feel like that's a saying or something. We'll do better together. Anyways, with that, guys, let's go ahead and get into our coin talk. Yeah.
It is time. Everything you have been waiting for.
All right, let's get into coin talk. This is my favorite part of the day. It really is, because I just enjoy talking about coin. I really do. Even when it's down, it doesn't bother me. I still enjoy the day for what it is, because in crypto, either winning big or you're winning bad. And today was a little bit of both, a little bit, just a little, not a lot, just a little. But before we jump into that, before we jump into Coin Talk, I do want to thank two people. Yeah, two people. What, Car? They joined our Patreon yesterday. Crazy, right? I know. Crazy. So I want to give a special thanks to Jean Sebastian Braut Lob. I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong, Jean. Thank you so much for joining our Patreon. I really appreciate it, Jean. Like, that means the most. It really does. And I really love that, the fact that I spend some time actually saying thank you on the podcast to you, Jean, because like, I really believe this is the best way to do it. To say thank you. Thank you so much. If you were here, I would give you a handshake and a hug and say, welcome to the club. Not Fight Club. I mean, Thriller Podcast Club. So, you know, thank you so much for donating. You know, I really appreciate it. That's awesome. That's just, that makes me feel good. Like, every time I see that, I'm just like, I get like goosebumps on my arms, and it makes me feel like, okay, Car, you just keep going. You're doing good. You're making progress. It just reaffirms what I'm doing is the right thing. And I've always known it's the right thing. It's just, sometimes you can question yourself sometimes, because you're like, I don't know, am I making a difference? Or am I making a difference? You know, even if it's like on a day-to-day basis in these people's lives when they're listening to me. And I like to think I am. I hope it's positive, guys. I hope I'm bringing some positivity to your life, even if it's just for like a minute or two a day. Like that just, I think that's what makes the world go round, honestly. So thank you, John, so much for contributing, you know, some fiat currency to me. I really appreciate that, because like, honestly, that's awesome. Because hopefully one day we'll be able to make this into a career, right? I mean, that's the goal. You know, make this your career, and then I can talk about crypto every day of my life. That would be awesome. But yeah, that's long time coming, hopefully. And then second person I want to thank is Zapped. Zapped, thank you so much for being a Thriller producer. Holy smokes. Yeah, thank you so much, Zapped. Like, that totally caught me off guard. I don't know what's going on lately, but a lot of people are wanting to become Thriller producers. And Zamp, thank you so much for being a Thriller producer now. Now, like, it's amazing. Like, it's just amazing. And I just can't believe that more people are wanting to help this podcast and become a producer on it. Like, that's awesome. Like, that's really awesome. Like, honestly, guys, when we started, I had no Patreons. I think I did this podcast for, I don't know, for like 50 episodes, 50 or 40 episodes, something like that. And I had zero patrons, like zero. Like, seriously, I would literally do the podcast. I would ask people to join my Patreon, and no one was going to join. And now people are joining like all the time. And this is just amazing. Thank you, Zap, so much for being a part of the Thriller Producer Club. Like, that's awesome. Like, thank you so much. Like, that means the most. Like, oh my God, Jean, Zamped, man, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for like, just, I don't know, man. Like, thank you so much. I don't know. I'm blushing right now because I don't know how else to say thank you a million times, but thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. You know, email me, let me know what I'm doing wrong. Let me know if you want me to do something different. Yeah, just make suggestions. I'll do my best to iterate them. Zamped emailed me today, and they said that they wanted me to start putting, the times of certain sections. So I'm going to start doing that with this very first episode. So you guys will start seeing that in the show notes. I will try to do the rest of the episodes, like the older ones, which start after today. So all the ones from yesterday and past that, I will try to go back and listen to every episode, but that's going to be tough to break it down. I promise you, I'll try to go through all of them. Maybe like when I have like 20 minutes to spare, which is like really hard these days, especially with South by coming up next week. So I got a lot of stuff to fit in this week. But maybe after South by, I can start going back to the old episodes and start putting all those times in there. So that way I can, you know, get it to where you guys would like it. Because that's a good suggestion, honestly. I don't know why I never thought of that before. So yeah, thank you so much, Sam. Thank you so much, Sean. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for being part of Thriller Patreon. Yeah, and thank you to the rest of my patrons, like all of y'all. Thank you so much for, you know, just being wonderful people and, you know, giving back. And yeah, like, it's awesome. Thank you so much. All of y'all, all of my patrons, thank you so much. You guys are the best. I definitely couldn't do it without you, because I think at this point it's very hard to do something that you love and like not see anything. Even, and it's not really about money. It's just more about like to see if anybody likes it or not. Because after a certain point, if you do something for so long and you're like 80 episodes in and you don't have any patrons or you don't have any likes or anything like that, it's really tough on the creator, because they're like, maybe I suck, you know? And I'm not going to lie, when I got to like episode 40, 45 and I didn't have any patrons, I was definitely like at a point where I was like, maybe I suck. So maybe I'm just mediocre. And I think I probably did suck, honestly, but I think I gotten better over time. So now I'm like mediocre, like people tend to think. So I'll take it. You know, I think maybe it'll take me another episode to get good, and then maybe another episode to get great, and then maybe another episode to get amazing. So stick with me long term. This is definitely a podcast you want to hodl. For sure. And yeah, I just thank you guys so much for, you know, becoming, you know, part of Thriller Podcast Patreon. And if a lot of you, if you haven't joined, you know, and you want to throw me $1 a month, go over to Thriller Podcast and sign up. It's doesn't cost you, you know, anything to sign up with Patreon. It's free for that. They only charge you $1. So yeah, it, and then you're supporting something that you love. So yeah, and then that way I can grow this thing out to being something that's pretty big, because I think we're at 13 patrons now. So we only have 13 patrons, but man, that's just amazing to me. I don't care. It's only 13. It was funny because I'll tell you guys a quick story, but it was funny because last week we went, me and my wife, we went to go play poker at a coworker's house, and it was fun, had a great time. And we started talking about like podcasts and stuff. And then my wife, cause I don't really drop that I have a podcast to people. If they ask me like what I'm into or anything, I'll tell them, you know, but for the most part I don't. And, my wife's like, yeah, you know, Car has a podcast. And they're like, really, you do? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, how long have you been doing it for? And I told them how many episodes. They were like surprised. And I told them, they were like, yeah, you should get on this thing called Patreon. And I was like, yeah, I already have a Patreon. And they were like, oh, wow, how many patrons do you have? And I was like, 13. And then of the people there, a lot of people were surprised. There's one person there, you know, that was kind of like made a sound like that. And in my head, I was like, what does that mean? Like, what does that mean? Is he saying like 13 to something, nothing to sneeze at? Like that's a joke or something? But in my head, I was just real self-conscious about it. So maybe he wasn't saying that. But in my head, I was just very self-conscious and was like, well, maybe I shouldn't talk about that. But honestly, I don't care that I only have 13 patrons. I think I look at that as 13 individuals that believe in Thriller Podcasts. And that's amazing. Like truly is amazing. 13 people in a room is a lot of people. You know, that's a lot of people in a room, 13 people. So for all 13 of those people to believe in Thriller Podcast so much to, you know, to donate to me, that means a lot. Like that means a lot. Like I can't even think of 13 people I could even get in a room right now if I even threw a party or something, you know what I mean? But 13 people that are backing Thriller Podcast, I mean, that means the world to me. So people can laugh at me all they want about my Patreon count. I don't care. I love each and one of them, because they're giving their hard-earned, you know, money to Thriller Podcast, and that means the most to me. Like it really does, because it shows that I bring some kind of value to their lives. So yeah, anyways, I should tell you guys this, but I'm a very emotional guy. Like I'm very in tune with my feelings. So, you know, I'm very easy like that. Like I feel really good and I feel really hard sometimes. And right now I'm feeling really loved, honestly, because it's been an ecstatic week, like getting invited to the Crypto Summit. And then now this, people are like, I feel like this podcast is like getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and the momentum's just building. So yeah, anyways, it's pretty crazy. So anyways, just want to say thank you to everybody who listens to the podcast as well, because without you guys, you know, blasting through a podcast in your radio or in your iPhone or sharing it, you know, to everybody, all your friends and stuff like that, and tweeting me and all that stuff. Like, thank you for all that too. Like, that means the most too as well, because we do have a large listenership and I appreciate every single one of you too as well. So with that, let's go ahead and get into our disclaimer. Yay.
Remember, Thriller Podcast does not give financial advice. He cannot tell the future, even if he thinks he can. He is just some dude trying to save the world one Satoshi at a time.
All right, let's get into our coin talk. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get into our coin talk. First thing we need to do, though, is put on the shields. Let's do it.
Shields up, ready?
Yeah, today wasn't a very good day in crypto. Let's just say Bitcoin went down to 10.8. So it's now at $10,881. I'm not too worried. Matthew has it predicted here going back up past 11,000 from what he's talking about here in the Telegram. So he's been right every time. So we're going with you, Matthew, on this one. No, honestly, it is. Like, Bitcoin is one of those very hard to crash cryptos. At this point in the year, let's just say that at this point in the year, right now where Bitcoin stands in March, of right now, there's absolutely no way Bitcoin is going to soar back down to $5,000 or $6,000. That's just not going to happen. It's not. Those days, those months are behind us. Thank God. We will keep seeing, you know, go up, go back down, up, back it down. I don't foresee us going back down under $9,000 in the short term, but then again, a lot of people are predicting, Matthew as well, that it's going to get above 11,000 here hopefully soon. So we'll see. We will see. But with that, just keep buying Bitcoin. Like right now, as soon as I get done with this podcast, I'm going to buy some more Bitcoin, because that's just what I need to do today. I didn't buy any. Ethereum at 823. Ethereum has been steady for the most part at this price. We got Ripple at 92 cents. You're killing me, Ripple. You're killing me. Man, I bought some Ripple. Gosh. Bought some Ripple. And now it's not even worth the same price. That really grinds my gears too. Okay, I'll stop. I'll stop saying grinds my gears. I know. It's like 20 years old. Anyway, Bitcoin Cash at $1,209. We got Litecoin at $198. Okay, that's good. I guess. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Cardano, 28 cents. That's a good buy right there. I'm just saying it has to be. I mean, Cardano, when I purchased it, was at 5.4 cents. So me selling Cardano now is just ridiculous. It got as high as 80 cents. It's going to work its way up. NEO at 111. Stellar at 34 cents. It's usually where it's been. I put out some interesting news here on the Telegram this morning. Apparently, Jed is building out something pretty stellar. And pun is not intended. Because if from the interview that I read, it looks like it might be something exchange related. They do already have, if you guys go to their stellar.org website, you will see that they already have like something that you can download. I don't think it's by them. I think it's through a third party, but they have an exchange built in on the website. You can download. It's pretty freaking awesome. You can buy like other kinds of coin just all using XLM, which is pretty neat. You guys should check it out. It's on Windows. So yeah. And I don't think they make it for Mac yet, but still, if get to a Windows machine and download that. It's pretty neat. It really is. I was playing with it two weeks ago and haven't got back into it yet because I've been so busy, but I just want to make sure that everybody knows about it, how great that app really is. Yeah. Anyways, got Monero at $353. Even that's down. It was at $367 yesterday. Monero's at $353. Yeah. Okay, Monero's killing it this year. EOS, whatever you want to call it, $7.32. It's down 7%. That one hurts. Got IOTA at $1.70. Got Dash at $5.81. Got NEM at 34 cents. At this point, NEM, I don't know what to make of you. I don't know what to make of you, NEM. It's like you want to succeed and then you don't. Tron, oh my God, Tron. You guys know how biased I am on Tron, so I'm still holding my Tron. I'm very tempted, I'm not going to lie. I'm like really tempted. This is what you don't want to do, so don't take this advice about that I'm about to say right now. Do not take this advice. What I'm really tempted to do is like sell my Ripple at a loss and buy some fucking Tron. Because I'm like, man, I could use that money on Tron, especially if it soars. But I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. It's been crossing my mind. This is what happens when you do bad trades. So don't do trades. You never want to sell at a loss. Never, never. It's not even something that you want to even consider. So the fact that I'm considering it is just bad. So don't ever consider selling at a loss. That's just bad. That's bad investing. You always want to hold through the bad times. So I'm probably just going to have to hold more Ripple in my purse. Got Ethereum Classic at $25. Got VeChain at $4.71. Got Qtum at $25. Nano at $13.71. Interesting to see a lot of other people are covering Nano now. It's interesting to see a lot of other people are covering Bitcoin and its relation to the environment. Very interesting. I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos and I'm like, where are they getting these ideas from? Huh, I wonder if there's a guy named Thriller Carr making thrilling podcasts. No, the Bitcoin weather one comes from Billy. That was his idea. And the Nano one, who did that come from? I can't remember now. It was from somebody, not me. But the fact that Thriller Podcast is making those episodes now and now they're showing up on YouTube, we're influencing the world at this point. Just kidding. No, but maybe just people have the same ideas. I just think it's funny how like everybody's, next thing you know, we're going to see a Omisco YouTube video. Anyways, we got Lisk at $17 and Bitcoin Gold at $103. We got Omisco at $16. It keeps going down. Honestly, If Omisco gets to around $5, $4, I would probably buy some. Just saying, for the record, I would probably buy some if it was at $4 or $5. Not at $16. Not at $16. Icon at $3.45. That's a fucking steal right there. I got Zcash, $3.85. Sorry for the cursing. $3.85. We got DigiDAO at $4.78. We got Steam at $3.27. Not bad. Got Verge at 5 cents, holding like a champ. Verge. You stunner. You know what I started? You know what I started realizing? I started realizing like Verge is like, you know what Verge reminds me of? It reminds me of the Highlander.
I was born 400 years ago in the Highlands of Scotland. I am immortal and I'm not alone. Now is the time of the gathering when the stroke of a sword will release the power of the quickening. In the end, there can be only one.
Here we are, born to be kings, we're the princes of the universe.
Yeah, it was a crazy show back in the day. Like, I think it was an 80s or early 90s show, but I just remember watching it like as a little kid and thinking like, so cool, Highlander. And it's crazy. Anyways, my whole point is, Verge just reminds me of Highlander. It has so many fucking lives, it just won't die. And not only that, like, it really wants to be the number one cryptocurrency in the world. And it's just nuts. And it's trying to slay every other cryptocurrency out there. Anyways, if Verge was a crypto, based on the television show, it would be Highlander, swear. Anyways, tomorrow we're going to be covering Doge on the show. So look forward to that, because it's funny. Everybody knows that Verge came from Doge. So, yeah, but it's funny. It's not a funny coin. It's just one of those coins where go check out the subreddit. That whole community is hilarious. I enjoy their nonsense. It's good. It's good. I find it entertaining. Some people take it like really serious and they're like, oh, you hate Verge. You hate everybody. So, yeah, no, dude, it's just all fun and games. It's 5 cent coin. No one's going to take it seriously at this point. You know, get to 25 cents and then we're talking. Just kidding. No, but yeah, it's just one of those fun coins. I hold Verge, but I'm highly biased on Verge at this point. Don't take any information I say about Verge seriously. But yeah, you know what would be cool though? They should totally think about redoing that television show, like for Netflix or something. Or like, you know, maybe like making the next generation or something. That was such a cool show. Anyways, let's get back to a business, Car. Let's get back to business. Anyways, status at 17 cents. You got Walton Chain. Walton Chain is literally the only thing that is up today. It is at $24, up 20%. It makes no fucking sense. You know, today we're covering the top ERC-20 tokens and... yeah, I'm just going to say that, and I'll leave the rest blank. We got Siacoin at a penny. Not looking good for Siacoin. R-Chain at R63. We got Dogecoin at 0.4 of a cent. It's actually gone down. We got Decreed at $75. We got Bitum at 41 cents. We got Electronium at 6 cents. We got Dragon Chain. Fucking love Dragon Chain. $1.48. Down 10%, though. Golem. You guys know I love Golem. 42 cents, down 10%. Got BAT. I'm starting to love BAT. 33 cents, down 9%. Yeah, just everything is fucking down. It kills me. I hate seeing it like this. Not like this. Not like this. We got Funfair, even down back to 5 cents. It's down 8%. It was on a tear recently. I got Redcoin at 0.8 of a cent. And KinCoin, what the hell? KinCoin is up 3%. That's surprising. I got SaltCoin at $3.92. Yeah, and everything else, Power Ledger's down 6% at 52 cents. Economy is down, or no, Economy's up, holy crap, up 11%, $1.93. Yeah, guys, it's just not looking good. Syndicator keeps dropping even lower now. It's down to 11 cents at this point. And Singularity Net as well is 34 cents. It's not looking good for crypto today. But like I said, in the beginning of March, what did I say? What did I say, Miguel? What did I say? I said that there's going to be four more dips. This is the first dip. There's going to be four dips in March. If you look at last year's data, there was four dips in March. This is the first one that we're going to get. There's going to be three more coming. So these are the times you want to buy and load up on crypto. I made the mistake of buying Ripple this past weekend. I should have fucking waited, and I could have bought some Cardano or Stellar to play it safe. Now I'm stuck with all this Ripple because I'm not selling at a loss. It did cross my mind, but I'm not doing it. Anyways, what I'm getting at is there's going to be four dip days this month. This is the first one. Three more coming. This is not a bad dip day. It's just like you get a Tostitos and you go like not full chip, maybe like a quarter of a chip. That kind of dip. Anyways, with that, let's go ahead and get into our main topic. Today we are discussing the top five ERC-20 tokens according to Thriller Podcasts. I know I'm going to, you know, make some people upset because it's not on their list. But honestly, I feel like our privacy, we did the top five privacy coins this about a couple weeks ago. I've seemed to be right on every single one of them. If you don't count Verge. I did put Verge at number five, but still, it's gone up since that podcast. And yeah, I'm just saying, I think people really want these top five, whatever it happens to come after that. And everybody knows, you know, I have my biases to a lot of them, but ERC-20 tokens, you guys know how I feel about those. I'm not a fan of ERC-20 tokens at all. I don't believe in holding too many of them. I hold some of them. I really do. Today, I will tell you which ones I hold, but the ones I hold aren't necessarily on this list. These are the ones that I'm predicting to be the top five in 2018. So top five 2018 ERC-20 tokens coming your way starting now in our main topic. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get started. I know a lot of you have been looking forward to this episode. I have gotten, you know, a lot of heat over the years. Well, not over the years, actually. The past couple months feels like years in crypto world. But yeah, I have gotten a lot of heat for, you know, disrespecting the ERC-20 tokens like I do. But I just, I don't know how to explain it. It's just very easy to make one these days. So it's very hard to take one serious. So these are I guess I should preface this by saying, these are the top five ones that I've really looked at throughout, I don't know, throughout the time of starting Thriller Podcast. So I guess for the past year that I really looked at. And these are the ones, there's some of them that I do invest in that I'm holding that are on this list. And there's some that I don't hold as well, but I foresee them as being a very likely chance of it. I wouldn't say mooning, but getting pretty high this year. Some of them are going to be obvious, obviously. And then some of them are going to be surprising, I think. But I will have an honorable mentions section of this that I will mention after the top five. And I'll explain the reasons why I didn't put those on there. But for right now, let's go ahead and kick off our top five ERC-20 tokens for 2018. Let's do it.
A millionaire, I'm a young money millionaire, tougher than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to your career just isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease.
Number 5, Funfair.
So if there's one coin that I really love, it's Funfair. This is one that I am holding, so let that be known. But I really believe this one has potential to break out to be quite a lot here fairly soon. And I'm not scared to put it at number 5. I know you're probably thinking, Carr, what are you doing? It's only 5 cents. Yes, it's only 5 cents. But we have seen it as high as 18 cents. It's been that high. In January, it was at 18 cents, 19 cents. And I think this year, I think by the end of the year, we could be sitting on a 50 cent to a dollar coin here with Funfair. Just think about the amount of profits that is. Just saying. This has potential to be, if you go check out their website, funfair.io, it really is a game changer. They really, what they're trying to do with online gaming, it's on another level and it's unrivaled, and they're really building out this fucking thing. And it's honestly, I hate to put the pun in there, it's ready to roll. But what they're doing, it has, everybody's raving about it. You have TechCrunch talking about them. You have CoinDesk talking about them. I've looked at their technology. It's fucking sound. If there's one ERC-20 token that I have to hold over the next 10 years, and I had to choose one, it wouldn't be Funfair, but it would be my top five. Let's just say for this year, 2018, I suggest picking up some Funfair. I highly recommend it. There is absolutely no reason why you shouldn't have this in your blockfolio. It is a must. Trust me, I will not be wrong at the end of the year when we recap all this stuff. This is going to be one that I'm going to be right on. And yeah, I can't honestly wait to do a show about Funfair, because I think it's highly just not getting the respect it deserves right now as an ERC-20 token. I think the fact that they're taking on online gambling, trying to take over that tokenization, I know it sounds crazy, but believe me, cryptocurrency and online gambling go together like fucking peanut butter and jelly. They really do. And that's where I came from crypto. That's how I got introduced to it. So it's one of those things where, yeah, it's just made for it. And I think if there's one that people would love to use, is Funfair. And they're building out everything. So it's not like they're not putting their money where their mouth is. It's not like they're just creating a token and expecting everybody to use it. No, they're building the token. They're building the platform. They're making it easy for people to get on their platform. And I think it's going to be worth a lot of money here. It's 5 cents right now. If you put 50 bucks in here, you won't be dissatisfied with your profit at the end of the year. Just saying. But yeah, that's why I'm bullish on it. These are the ones I'm giving you right now, like Funfair. This is what I was saying about Stellar and Cardano last year when they were 3 cents and 4 cents, and Ripple when it was 4 cents, 20 cents. This is exactly what I was saying. I was saying the exact same things. I was pointing out these coins that no one was taking seriously. And sure enough, what do? They spike up. Now we're in a dip, but we're a mini dip. But still, it's something that you guys should pay attention to. I won't be wrong about Funfair. That's for sure. I'm extremely bullish on it. Let's get into our next coin.
Number four, Tron.
So you guys knew this one was coming. Ever since I came out last week and said that I am officially biased on Tron, it really hit home with me how biased I was on Tron. It's not good. It's not good. It's probably just because I held this coin, you know, at 0.7 cents. So I've seen it go up and I've seen it go down. So I've been on a ride with it, a thrill ride with it. So this is one that I really hope Justin Sun comes together on this. I really hope he does, because fuck, man. I think he will. We don't know. It's 50-50, honestly. But I'm extremely biased on Tron. You guys know how I feel about this coin. What they're trying to do is make the web decentralized again. They're basically going after the big companies like Facebook, you know, like Google, like Apple, they're Alibaba. They're going after everybody. They're trying to take the whole ecosystem away and try to create a decentralized ecosystem, basically, in a nutshell. It is based in Singapore, and it is developed by a nonprofit foundation. So I'm hoping they can do it. I'm really hoping they can do it. I still feel like it's 50-50, though. But as long as they keep, you know, trying to work out this blockchain and trying to work out these different protocols, and I don't know how they're going to do it, honestly. There's been claims that the white paper has been stolen from other people. So we will see how serious they are about it. I am bullish on it because I've been holding it for 0.7 cents. I do feel like it is going to be a big year for Tron. It has to be. I think we'll see massive gains on it. I don't know how much. It's hard to speculate. Something like this could go from $1 to $2 here, or it could just go to hitting about a dollar. It just depending on where it's at. If you would have asked me last year, would I have ever thought it'd go to 30, 40 cents? I would have said no. There's absolutely no way at 0.7 cents. But right now I'm seeing it. It's at 4 cents. We know how high it can get. We know it'll get there for sure. I just don't know how high it'll get after that. But I still think it's 50-50. I don't think I'll honestly be wrong on this one. I don't think so. Because I really think this kid can pull this out, talking about Justin Sun here and his team. I really do. And we will see. We will see if I will be right or wrong on Tron. I like to think I'll be right on it. I think I will. But it's my number four ERC-20 token. This is one I hold, by the way, obviously. Let's get into our next coin. Whoa. 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 Yeah. What you call an icon living? Start a record label, Miss Fish just did it. Nylon, cover 5 minutes. Whoa, we are too hot in the business. About to make a movie independent. Need new trucks independent. I need you to listen to the vision. All your verses sound like dirty dishes. I'm about to clean them in the kitchen. And we making money by the minute. I'm about to do a way different. I am just an icon living. I am just an icon living. Icon living.
Number three, Icon.
So you guys know this coin has been making some money for a lot of people in our space. Ian Bellina is one of them. He became a millionaire, crypto millionaire from Icon. Everybody knows that by this point because I mention it every time I talk about it. But I will say Icon is still, it's at $3.45, but it still has some runway, ladies and gentlemen. If you guys don't know, it's a Korean-based blockchain startup, and its main purpose is to increase the efficiency with which information is shared between institutions of different industries. Ultimately, what they're trying to achieve is just by creating a blockchain ecosystem, you know, connecting hospitals, universities, employers. The project's still in its infancy. And the key to Icon is going to be a large part of how many other blockchain projects can see the same benefits from connecting to the Icon blockchain. And I think this one has potential to for sure double here in the next month or so. So it can go over $3.45 to $8 just like that, because it's always hung around there. I think by the end of the year, it's safe to say it can get to around $20. So if you were to purchase $3.45 coin right now, it would get to $20 by the end of the year for sure. That's a no-brainer. That's an easy conservative guess. But this is why it's in my top five ERC-20 tokens, because it is so low right now that once it gets to $20 here at the end of the year, if you have enough money to purchase some of these tokens, you'll see a significant gain. It's very possible, too, you can surpass $20 and get to $25, maybe $30, maybe $50, who knows. But at the very least, I think you can get to $20 by the end of the year, and that's a safe bet. With that, let's get into our next coin.
Number 2, R-Chain.
R-Chain is my second one. And you're probably thinking like, what the hell? Seriously, Carr? Seriously, R-Chain? You're picking R-Chain? Yes, I'm picking R-Chain. And I'm looking at the price. I'm looking at the price, baby boy. I'm looking at the price. Okay, if we look at the price, it's $1.64 right now. It's down 5% today. An additional 5%. We've seen it get as high as $3.40 in years past, in the past year. It only recently came out here in October. Let me read you what I think is pretty cool about R-Chain. Ambitious? I would say that's overused these days, right? I mean, every coin out there is ambitious. As an ERC-20 token, you have to be ambitious because you're an ERC-20 token. But when it comes to R-Chain, they want to become the first blockchain solution with industrial scale utility. R-Chain must provide content delivery at the scale of Facebook and support transactions at the speed of Visa. So what they are trying to build is a programming language that is strongly typed, concurrent, and correct by construction, factors which programmers can appreciate as they indicate high efficiency and security. R-Chain's decentralized applications will run on the Rio virtual machine, which can simultaneously execute different smart contracts on independent blockchains and networks. Basically, it is partitioned so that it can run on a network of coordinated and parallel sets of blockchains. Something that is called as sharding. Vitalik Buterin is currently working on that right now. And another interesting point I should mention is they are developing a translator protocol to enable developers across various different languages to transfer their application code into the R-Chain blockchain. Yeah, it's growing pretty fast, guys. R-Chain, I am very bullish on. Go check out their website. I'll put the link in the show notes. We might have to do an episode on R-Chain. This is why it's my number two. There's absolutely, it's going to be crazy because it's $1.64 right now. Gosh, oh my God, this is gonna blow up. I can't wait. But anyways, we will see how wrong I am or right I am. I think I'm going to be fucking right on R-Chain for sure. We will see. But go check out their website. Everything looks legit. Everything looks legit here. I want to take a look at the whole, how would you say? Well, we'll save that for another episode. But check out R-Chain. Link is in the show notes. I think you would be surprised what they're building out. At the worst case scenario, it gets up to $3. But I don't think it's going to get that. I don't think it's going to get there. I think it's going to get a little higher. I'm thinking more like $10 by the end of the year. Maybe $15. Anyways, with that, let's get into our number one coin. I know you've been waiting for it.
And here we go.
Rinse.
Number one, EOS.
Well, you guys knew this was going to be number one. I mean, this is how you know I'm not biased completely. Because honestly, you guys know how I feel about EOS. It's one of those where I know what it's going to be here in June. And I didn't want to put it on my list because it's for a full year. But I know that EOS is going to pump here like no one's business. It's going to pump so high. Here right before June, I really believe we're going to see something pretty epic. I don't know how high it's going to go. I don't want to like put anything out there because I think that would be a big mistake. Just because June is like right around the corner. I mean, April, May, June, that's literally 3 months away. Once this token sale ends and the fork begins and actually it won't even be a fork. It'll just basically be a transfer of EOS tokens. I just know that we're going to see some major highs here for EOS. Of course, it'll crash back down right afterwards, but leading up to it, you're going to see something pretty major. I mean, if you look at something as simple as Litecoin, you can see even with their little Litecoin Cash fork that they had, you saw how high that went. Again, EOS is not a fork. It's a token that the token sale is going to end at that point. And if you hold on to it, I think it could potentially, you know, go up even more in value. But I think holding it till June is the best play, in my opinion. But do your own research, find out what you want to do with that. But I do think that it's going to pump here pretty high right around May. So yeah, that's why I have it at number one. Who knows where it's going to go to? I've heard some estimates. I don't want to say it here on the show, but it's going to be pretty high. So we will see what will happen with that. But that is our top five ERC-20 tokens. I know there's some that you guys wanted me to talk about. I'm going to talk about those now. You know, I got quite a few I want to do some honorable mentions for. In no particular order. I want to say I'm hoping Bat can win this. I think there's just too much ahead of them for them to even have a chance. It kind of sucks because they're doing something really good for the entire world of the internet and just being a good contributor to the blockchain. I think Bat is building out something pretty great right now. If you guys don't know, they are creating their browser called Brave, and they're hoping to build out this digital advertising model for everybody. But it's going to be tough because they have Facebook and they have, you know, YouTube out there, and they're not just going to go away. You know, that's just how those places are. That's just the way it is. So I did want to ring out for Bat because I think they're doing the right thing, and that deserves some attention. Another one I want to mention is OhMyzGo. OhMyzGo is one that we reviewed here recently last week. I think that this has potential to be something really big this year. I just can't put my stamp of approval on it because I think it's overvalued right now. And I don't think people out there will get as big of a profit as they would with some of these other top five that I mentioned. That's the only reason I didn't put it on the list. I think what they're building out sounds remarkable, but they have a long way to go. I will say that. Next year, who knows? Maybe they will be on the list next year, but this year, definitely not. 2019, maybe. Another one I wanted to mention was VeChain. VeChain is one that I'm probably going to get a lot of shit for because people are going to be like, why didn't you put VeChain on there? And they're just not doing anything different. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm hoping that they succeed. You know, people have it high on their ERC-20 token list. And that's cool. But when I look at their technology, it just doesn't look like anything long-term. And I'm sorry. Potentially it could be. I mean, because they are building out enterprise dApps. Yes, I guess. But right now, this year, 2018, I don't think that's going to happen this year. I think there's these other tokens that I put in the top five that I see having higher gains than the VeChain. So I'm looking at that. I'm looking at that as well too, because I don't want to negate that fact. But VeChain, I do want to mention you because I think you are a worthwhile ERC-20 token. You know, if I could have a top 10, then I would put all these in my top 10, but I'm not. We're only having top five. And these are the ones that I think people can make money off of. And I think if you do it right, these are some of them. I wouldn't say all of them. I think Funfair is good to HODL. I think Tron is good to HODL. I think actually all of them are good to HODL. Maybe not EOS, but it just depends on what you want to do with EOS. But yeah, I would say 5 through 2 are great to HODL. Maybe not EOS because of the whole, you know, ERC-20 token thing ending. But even then, it's still a great project. That's what I'm really betting on, EOS. That's why it gets the number one spot, because it's a great project. It's the best project of the ERC-20 tokens, just in general. Dan Larimore himself was just amazing. His brilliance. So another one I want to mention, just because you can't ignore something just because they made a mistake, and that's Walton Chain. I know that Walton Chain made a big blunder last week. I understand that. That's not why I didn't put him on the list. I also think that the Internet of Things is a long way away. I don't think this is going to be something that's going to happen this year. I do think that other people are, you know, looking into this. IOTA is one of them. And I think them being on ERC-20 token is going to be really hard for them to, to build out this RFID technology and seamlessly connect to physical products, you know? So I think that's going to be really tough for them. We will see if they do it. I do want to mention them though, because I think this is one that we probably will see in 2019 as a possible top five ERC-20 token. We'll look at it again, but for right now, this year, it's not there. This is the same reason I didn't put VeChain on there. Bat is one of those where I really wanted to put on there so bad, but honestly, I can't. I have to do the right thing, and the right thing is telling you the coins that I think will give you the most profit, because that's what the top five is about. EOS is one of them, is the exception. I think it can give you profit. I just think that this is one coin that I do hold. It's a great project, and you should get behind it because this has potential to be really big. So that's one reason I would say hold your EOS. I'm gonna end up selling here right before May and then get back in after, once everything settles. That's what I'm gonna do, because that's the smart thing to do. So, anyways, that's the end of the episode. I hope I didn't make a lot of people mad. If I did, shoot me your email. I'll read it on tomorrow's show, and we'll talk about it. That's what we do here at Thriller Podcast. We talk about everything. With that, let's get on to the end of the show. Bless my heart. Bless my soul. I didn't think I'd make it to 22 years old. There must be someone up above. Say, come on. You got to come on up. You know, I'm really starting to love these red days. I'm really starting to appreciate them, because I know they're few and far between from here on to the end of the year. There won't be many days like this left to buy crypto this inexpensive right now. I'm really a big believer in HODLing, and at this point, if you're not picking up those tokens that you need to complete your collection and collect them all, then I don't know what else to tell you, that you should probably do what I do and buy Bitcoin. Save the world. See you guys tomorrow.
This is the end of the show. You have been listening to Thriller Podcast with Carr. Remember, Thriller Podcast is not financial advice. Everything Carr said likely won't come true. It is up to you. Now go do your own research.